I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel discussion in celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a great week and keep it locked.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Oneonta, get up.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자
It's your favorite show.
심장이 뜨거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자
And it's a Friday.
낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해 그런 선어해
I have Susie here. I have Kate here. I have Paige here. I don't know if you heard her, but she just yelled. And it's a beautiful Friday. It's a little chilly out, but it's also Friday. And it's 2 p.m. and it's my show. So you know what that means. Oppa Gangnam Style. Alright guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode on this beautiful Friday afternoon. So This week's playlist is a little fun. I've been trying to brainstorm my Halloween costumes, and which led me to make this playlist because I am going to be Juno for Halloween, I've decided. And I'm going to be pregnant. So I made this playlist on a couple of like movies that I really like. We got Juno in here. We have Scott Pilgrim versus the World. We have what else do we have? 10 Things I Hate About You. So we got a lot going on here. And I have Susie with me today because she's training.
Hello, I'm Susie.
Okay, so we're going to start off with this song from Juno that I was really obsessed with over the summer. And I think Susie knows. I feel like I sent you this song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is I'm a Cuckoo.
Settle down. I've got no claims to your crown. I was the boss of you, and I. were lonely. I was there when you were fine. I was there when you were sad. Now it's the time I need. I'm thinking you have to be to get you by my side. I'd rather be in Tokyo. I'd rather listen to Thin Lizzy. Watch a Sunday gang in Harajuku. There's something wrong with me. I'm a cuckoo.
Quiet as a mouse when I snuck into your house and took roofies with your spouse in a knit and out a louse. Lice are lousy all the time. They suck your blood, drink your wine, say shut up and quit your cry. Give it time and you'll be fine. And convicts with perfect diction, underdogs with good intentions, amputees with stamp collections, plywood skin boards ride the ocean, salty noses, suntan lotion, always seriously joking and rambunctiously soft-spoken. I like boys that like their mothers, and I have a thing for brothers, but they always wait till we're under the covers. Sam, sure glad we're not lovers.
Two songs from Juno, and to kind of keep going on the Michael Cera train because I'm obsessed with him, these next songs are from Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is another one of my favorite movies. I think I just like any movie that Michael Cera's in, honestly. I think I'm just genuinely obsessed with him, but this is Garbage Truck.
Truck. Oh no, I take you to the dump. garbage truck. Truck, truck, truck. We'll pass the mansions by. Drive right through the needle's eye. Oh my. My, 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 my. I got a stereo. You just gotta turn the knob. And maybe we'll go as far as we can. I'll be your garbage man. I'll take out your junk and I'll crush it down. Jesus in the rear view and the highway patrol is up ahead. In my garbage truck, truck, I'll never throw you away. When you're old and gray, we'll just roll it away.
Go 1, 2, 3, 4. said, come on over.
So that was Come On, Eileen, and that's from the movie The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And this next song is also from that movie, and it's Here by Pavement.
Jokes are always bad.
So that was Here by Pavement. And the next song that I have on here is Cruel to Be Kind by Letters to Cleo, which is one of the two songs that I have from the movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
Myself up off the ground to have you knock me back down again and again. When I ask you to explain, you say you gotta be cool to be kind in the right measure. Cool to be kind, it's a very good sign. Cool to be kind means that I love you, baby. You gotta be cool to be kind. In the right measure. Cool to be kind. It's a very, very, very good.
turn it back.
Hi. Sorry. okay, so the next movie that I have is actually one that I just watched for the first time not that long ago, but I really, really liked it, and it's called Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. Very interesting name, but yeah. Okay, so for the last two songs that I have today, they are both from a movie that actually Paige showed me. So shout out Paige. But it's 50 First Dates, and it's a really good movie, and everyone should go watch. And here's Love Song by 311. Bye. Okay, so I lied. The last song that I will be playing is dedicated to Paige again. Shout out, Paige. And it's Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, which is from the movie Wedding Singer. Yes? Yes. Okay, here. All right, guys. So that's all I have for you guys this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you have an awesome Friday afternoon. Have an awesome weekend. Don't forget to have fun with your friends. Don't forget to be safe. Don't forget to wear a jacket. Don't forget to tell your family you love them. Aww. Aww. Hey, I love you too. Hey, I love you guys. Don't forget to tell your friends that you love them too. And I will catch you guys next Friday. And don't forget, Wony loves you. Bye.
Ghost. This is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch, so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children.